This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Hundreds of houses inundated in Mahottari district due to incessant rainfall. Gaura festival begins in Sudarpasim province. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says weather to improve from Saturday. And U.S. President Joe Biden says United States to finish evacuations despite attack. Now the news in detail. Hundreds of houses have been inundated due to incessant rainfall in Balwa Municipality 4 of Mahottari. According to District Police Office Mahottari, the flood waters entered the village after the embankment at Tilgard in Balwa Municipality Ward No. 4 collapsed at 4 places. DSP Prakash Bista informed that about 800 houses were affected when the embankment collapsed and floods entered the village. He said that work has been started to take the locals to a safe place in the affected areas. Assistant Chief District Officer of Mahottari Upendra Neupani said that teams of Nepal Army and other security agencies were being sent to the flood-affected areas. Gaura Parva, the major festival of Far West province, has begun from today. The festival is being observed in memory of the marriage of Gauri Devi Parvati and Lord Shiva Maheshwar. On the first day of the festival, the beginning of the festival is marked by soaking 5 types of grains in a water in a copper pot. Locally, the collection of 5 grains, including wheat, peas and black gram, is also known as Biruda, and it is received as Prasad. Gaura festival is marked in the far western area by organizing different religious functions from Bhadra Shukla Shasti to Ashtami. The residents of Darsula, Baitari, Darildura, Doti and other districts observe the festival with great fanfare. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli said a 55-year-old man of Triveni Rural Municipality 7 died of coronavirus infection. The Narangarh Moglin Road section has come into operation from this morning. The road section was obstructed due to landslide occurred at Seti Dobhan of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 along the road section. According to District Police Office Chitwan, two-way traffic has been operated after clearing the landslide debris at 9 a.m. today. Similarly, one-way traffic has been operated at 14 kilo along the highway. The road sections were obstructed due to landslide caused by incessant rainfall since Thursday night. Meanwhile, Dumre Besi Sahar road section has been obstructed from this morning. The traffic movement has stopped due to landslide occurred at Adiri Khola of Bhanu municipality. According to police, effort is on to resume the traffic there. The current monsoon pattern, which is active for the past some days, is expected to remain weak from Saturday. Senior meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Meen Kumar Aryal, said that the weather pattern will see gradual improvement from the eastern region of Nepal from Saturday. The department said that there will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today and light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places. Similarly, chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning are expected at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. airlift from Kabul will continue despite a jihadist attack that killed over 90 people, including 13 U.S. service members. "We must complete this mission and we will," he said. He also vowed to hunt down the perpetrators. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan, which fell to the Taliban on 15th of August. But many more Afghans have been rushing to the airport ahead of 31st of August deadline for U.S. forces to leave. Canada and Denmark are among 7 countries moving to the green list in the latest changes to COVID restrictions. Finland, Switzerland and Lithuania are also moving to the green list. Travelers coming from green list countries do not have to quarantine when they come back to the UK, whether or not they have had two doses of coronavirus vaccine. They still have to be tested before leaving the UK, however, and upon their return and fill in a passenger location form. Gunmen in Nigeria have freed a number of people who were kidnapped from an Islamic school in May. Some 136 students from this school in Tanzania, Niger State, were seized by gunmen demanding a ransom. School officials say 15 students escaped in June and a further 6 died while in captivity. Mass abductions for ransom have become increasingly common across Nigeria in recent months. Head teacher said he could not give an exact number of how many students have been freed, but none of the pupils are in captivity. It is not yet clear how the people were released. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Hundreds of houses inundated in Mahottari district due to incessant rainfall. Gaura festival begins in Sudar Pashchim province. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says weather to improve from Saturday, and US President Joe Biden says United States to finish evacuations despite attack. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.